Thank you for tuning into Love Fellowship Christian Ministries, located at 9901 Brandywine Road, Clinton, Maryland. Please feel free to check us out on the web at www.lfcmonline.org, where you will find more sermons, updates, and information regarding our ministry. Thanks and God bless.
Just taking time. heart and said, "But the word of God is living and powerful and sharper." And at the end it said, "A discerner of the things and intent of the heart." The discerner is the word of God. You say you discern? Well, the word of God is that life that's living in us, that give us the authority and power to discern our heart. It's not the words, it's the heart. something just so you can nourish something, that you can soak in, that you can come. That's a good thing. I said, Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. But Jeremiah 29, 12. Let's go high. Let's go high. Let's go high. Guard your heart. Guard your heart. You don't mean this in your way now. Yeah, some of you have been guarding your heart and you keep getting hurt. Some of y'all been guarding your heart and things ain't working. Matter of fact, some of y'all just go on an island by yourself and that's all doing it good. That's good and dandy. But guess what? John went on an island by himself. But he got some revelation. If you go on an island by yourself, make sure you go up on the island for the glory of God. Call your God. Because I'm not saying nobody. But I don't have to scare nobody. Listen, you say you're going somewhere, but when you go with God, that's going to be a revelation. God will have you in isolation and go somewhere and nothing happens. That's a demonic spirit. Holy Spirit. Okay, let's go. Back to Jeremiah. What did I say? Okay, 29, 12. Okay, read it. Now I'm saying 12. And 13. Why pray? I mean, I'm just saying, we have to bring our heart to God. We got to go before God and read it.
Jeremiah 29, 12. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart.
Listen, Jeremiah said, listen. And that last one, when you search for me, there's a wind there. It's not what you want. God said, there's a wind concerning me and you. The wind got to come. When you search for me, with what? Oh, there's going to be a time. Wind is going to come to my house. Yes. And it already did. Amen. I don't know. Hallelujah. It's going to come and it keep coming back. Because it's going to be a keep coming back matter concerning my heart. Because the heart is deceitful. Yes. But God said, when you offer yourself, yes, and you say you love me, he said, you will call upon me and go and pray to me. And he said what he would do. I will listen to you. Lord, God, I can come to you any kind of way. All the night, I'm all messed up. He said, if you call upon me and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me. That's what the word seek. Seek. That means there's something you have to do. And you can't say nobody's hindering you, because all of us have time to ourselves. And if we don't, we will make time. So we make time. Don't want to involve you. We can make time. So it said here, listen, when you search for me with all your heart, he said, come to me and pray concerning this heart. He said, because hallelujah, prayer changes things. Yeah. That's what we got to pray. Yeah. Prayer changes things. What is Psalms 2:8? You know that. I can say right there. Prayer changes things. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Psalms 2:8, read that quickly. Prayer changes things.
Psalms
2:8.
What did that
say?
Trust in him at all.
Listen, when you pray, you must trust in But we have to come in order with his word. He don't care how I think, how I feel, what I say, what I don't say, all that stuff. I still got to come back to him.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Now listen, just repeat this. You can trust
me.
Amen. Tell somebody, just tell your friend or whoever you sit with that. Guard your heart. Let your companion be the word of God.
Let your companion be the word of God.
The heart is more deceitful than all else.
The heart is more deceitful than all else.
And is desperately sick.
And is desperately sick.
Who can know it?
Who can know it?
And the answer is, I the Lord.
I the Lord.
Search the heart.
Search the heart.
Then we're going to thank God.
Thank God.
So worship the Lord. Your life. like, even when we read the Word of God, you ain't gonna be the one read the Word of God. A lot of people don't want to read the Word of God because they feel like they're not getting nothing out of it. They don't understand. God said, I'm the one that will give you understanding, but you've got to open me and let me soak in me so I can spread out in you so I can reveal myself. Let him spread out in you. Through the Word so he can reveal himself. Stop letting him shut your Bible.
Shepherd of y'all souls. I'm on my assignment only.
lead of the Holy Spirit. Give God praise for the Holy Spirit. Amen. No. That's not a bad thing. God was revealing himself to Peter, asking a question. See, we take things. Now look, that question for us is we can get mad on. I can say, Pastor Mike, are you also still without understanding? He can get mad on that. Like I'm trying to make it belittle you. The truth is, you just don't know. But I didn't say that because you didn't know. And Jesus said, Do you not yet understand? Disciples. Do you not yet understand that whatever enters the mouth goes to the stomach and is eliminated? All of us know that, right? Everything we eat it comes out. The we're in. Sooner or later you're gonna get constipated. And you gotta take an enema. I don't know what you do. And then some people may not have experienced constipation. But it's all right. Whether you have or not. But whatever we eat comes out. And there are times when it comes out fast. We ain't got no control. It's called diarrhea. So either way, it comes out different ways. I don't move on because after a while, everybody starts going that way. They go, oh, Lord. But it's a part of life. So anything we eat comes out. Hallelujah. It comes out. But he said, listen to this. But those which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart. I don't care. I believe this. Whatever I say out of my mouth is in my heart. We don't want to believe it. Oh, I didn't mean to say it. Oh, it was in your heart. You might as well believe that. So what you gonna do with it? Half the time we don't do nothing. We let it pack down on us. I didn't mean to say it. I didn't mean to talk like that. I didn't mean to do it. Guess what we do? Don't pay it no mind. Thought about our business. After about 3 months later, it comes again. Oh Lord, it just slipped. Oh, the Spirit said, talk to me, baby. Talk to me. Your heart is being defiled. It was defiled back then 3 months ago. You didn't take time to correct your heart. That's called responsibility for the kingdom of God. We're trying to get all this stuff in the natural. All this, whatever we're doing, thank God for the flag ministry. It's a part of the kingdom. But God say, you get to this up. Put it down and lift your heart up first. That's how God will see. What is the symbol of this? A symbol of this when we lift up this. But make sure you lift your heart up before I'm with it. This ain't no this journey we in is not a form. It's not a fashion. It's not a church building. The church is in us. And God is building our house. Hallelujah. Let me hear it. It says, okay, it's coming from the heart. That's what's defiling us right now. The things we say, what you say, God said. Oh, think about what you said yesterday. Think about what you said this morning. God said, those things that do not come down up with me, God said, it will devour your heart. Because if I didn't mean it, it's going to show up again, work. And my vocabulary, yes, Lord. It's going to show up again. That's why we forgive people. Hallelujah. We have to sit with them and talk to them. For a test for you. It don't mean you have to give it the person. It just means it's a test. But then your actions do matter. Your actions matter. Your actions matter. How you going to, me and you have a little disagreement and we forgive each other, then we should weep out there at each other. Sure, me and you can't even really play no more. And you do it. But guess what? You're going to walk on by. So you know what? That's not about you. That's about me. It's my action. Don't let nobody continue you from being free. Come on, forgiveness, okay? Don't let nobody continue you. From you forgiving somebody. So you can forgive somebody, and that person will act so mean and nasty. You go home and say, well, Lord, I really forgive him. The devil is a liar. That's all. Listen. Now you go home and say, Lord, did I really forgive Pastor Steele? You don't even get your butt up. Yeah, get up. Don't take the time to worry God about that. This thing is about me. I'm the one acting crazy and carrying on. You keep doing what you do. Because it's a personal matter. It's a heart matter. It's a heart matter. Listen, so he said, for out of the heart proceed evil thoughts. All of us in here, yes, we don't thought evil thoughts. But guess what? Kids, we give it to them, and we didn't even deal with the Holy Spirit. That's the key right there. Yeah, I had evil thoughts yesterday. Because they're going to come. You can't bypass evil thoughts. But what you do with those thoughts, because they're going to lay on you and your father becomes defiled by the evil. Yeah. We're dealing with unseen spirits. All you got to do is begin to think evil. Just think it alone.
That's so true.
You ain't got to say it. And it said, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false, all of this. Yeah. These are the things which devour a man. Those things that we say is in our heart. But there's some things here that I know. That God is my people, and I know in my time with me, and how I'm acting with some people and not other people, and I can't, and I know what's going on me. Listen, God said, they call you better love. Still in your heart. No matter. Only God knows. You can show love still on the down heart. I know that's right. Watch what you say. Really, I'm going to tell you something. The more you love God, you really got to watch it. Because you give everything to God. You just walk by faith, believing that that mouth is going to be wholesome. Because I'm going to please Him. I can be walking. I better make sure. People here around people. You know what? If I was going to see what you're going to watch, you say to me around these people. Why are you telling me that, Chuck? He's trying to help me, but. I gotta be. Because I believe God has conditioned us to honor Him with our heart. Because things that we want to say from this mind, the Holy Spirit will shut it down and say, that's common, because carnality can do speak to us. Don't mean it's in your heart because you're thinking now. But to know what's in your heart, you do have to go before God. I don't care how all the good you do, you still got to go before God. Yeah. And then he said, listen, somebody need to underline that just to help them, just to help. And it's the following you. You define your own self. But what you say out of your mouth, because it's from the heart. And anything that's coming from the heart that's not of God, God said, that's why I gave you the Holy Spirit. So I can deliver you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. I am the righteousness of God. The righteousness of God in me is greater than unrighteousness. So when we say impure words, indicate an impure heart. But anything up here that I say, that's telling me I done opened my heart. I did not guard my heart. Hallelujah. I didn't allow, wait a minute, the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. That's why we got to humble ourselves to what? The Word of God. Keep our heart. The Word of God. And we got to let the Word of God purify our heart. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So when you prepare yourself, study, show yourself approved unto God. Let that word, let that you don't understand, read it in the house. Study it in the house. God, that word is coming to heart. Because it wants to define our heart. And when he does come, we have a weapon of word, a weapon of prayer to help us to be released from the hand of the enemy that's trying to bring me into captivity concerning my heart. So a lot of people in captivity is because of their heart. They do everything God say do. They're on time, they pay their time, they're on the pulpit, they run out, but their heart is defiled. Hallelujah. 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 Go to Deuteronomy. God, this, all this, I sit before the Lord, and he just kept giving me these scriptures this morning. And I'm waiting this morning, but I can't do nothing. I left out here yesterday and went home. I didn't leave out of my house the whole time. My phone rang maybe 3 times. What about all that? God still ain't that busy. My business comes from the Spirit. Thank you.
Repent therefore. That's 8:22 at your turn.
of this your weakness.
Yes.
And pray to God. Listen, they repent before you pray. Somebody be praying, but got to repent. If perhaps the thoughts of your heart may be forgiven. And I'm going to go First Kings. I'm going to start here today because it's on the day in First Kings, the third chapter. And I'm not going to have you read it, but I'll tell you what it's about. You know the story. And this is about Solomon. He asked for wisdom. God came to him in a dream and revealed himself in a dream. He received wisdom in a dream. In that dream, God came. He began to talk to him in a dream. What should I give you, Solomon? And he asked for wisdom. Listen, open your mouth and ask for wisdom. That's the only way you're going to get it. I don't care if you were Queen Carlotta. Is that right? I don't know. Yeah, and that's wonderful. That's wonderful. I'll take it down. Can't touch the wisdom of God. And Solomon asked him, and God gave it to him. You know, God made him king. And the thing about it is, when he asked for it, Now, I'm not going to read all this, but I'm going down here to the 12th verse. Behold, I have done according to your word. I have to go back to the 11th verse, the 10th verse. Okay, then the 9th verse, the 11th verse. Therefore, give to your servant, look, I understand all.
That's honest.
A heart that I can give you. To judge your people that I may discern the difference between good and evil. If your heart is foul, how are you going to discern from good and evil? Evil and good cannot be the same thing, like faith and fear. That's why there's a lot of war going on there. God's things going on and he's trying to put our hands on it. It's not a hands on, it's a God matter. It's a relationship matter. I have discerned, I'm in the 9th verse, between good and evil, for who is able to judge this great people of yours? The speech pleased the Lord that Solomon asked this thing. And God said, because you have asked this thing and not asked long life, he's going to give him all of that.
Amen.
Don't be afraid to ask God for anything. You know, some people go through, they scared to ask God for materialistic stuff. God said, ask whatever you need. Because here, he asked for wisdom, God said, you ask for wisdom, I'm going to give you a whole lot of riches and everything. Things you did not ask for, I'm going to give to you. But then he said here, the 12th verse, behold, I have done according to your word. See, I have given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there has not been anyone like you before you, nor shall any like you arise after you. And the reason is, it was a gift from God. God gave them the gift of wisdom. And I'm going to go over to chapter 8. Chapter 8. Just turn over to chapter 8. I'm just turning because I'll just see the promise in my face. Verse 54. Look at this. God gave him wisdom. And he began to use his wisdom. He made a lot of wise decisions and judgment. Read that song. But listen here, to make this come to a conclusion. In that 54th verse, Solomon blessed the assembly. And he said in the 54th verse, and so it was when Solomon had finished praying all his prayer and supplication to the Lord, that he arose from before the altar of the Lord, from men on his knees with his hands spread up to heaven. Then he stood and blessed all the assembly of Israel with a loud voice, saying, blessed be the Lord, who has given rest to his people Israel. According to all that he promised, there has not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised to his servant Moses. May the Lord our God be with us as he was with our fathers. May he not leave us nor forsake us. that he may incline our hearts to himself. That he may incline our hearts to himself, to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandment and his statutes and his judgment which he commanded our fathers. And may these words of mine, which I have made supplication for the Lord, be near the Lord our God day and night, that he may manifest, maintain the cause of his servants and cause of his people Israel, as each day may require, that all the people of the earth may know that the Lord is God, there is no other. The 61st verse. Let your heart therefore be loyal to the Lord our God, to walk in his statutes and keep his commandments at this day. The heart. Listen, the Lord used Solomon, but I'm going to tell you something. Even in wisdom, Solomon didn't take care of his heart. Real quick, go to chapter 11. I'm going to stop right here. Let's come to chapter 11. Solomon's heart turned from the earth. We can let anything come and defile our heart. And what Solomon did in the fourth verse, I'm just going to move down there. He got caught up with some women. Some women. And he said, for it was so when Solomon was old, that his wives, that was his wives, now, wait a minute now, they became compromised before they became his wives. Then he got his wives, but even with your wives and husbands, they can turn your heart too. Now listen, I'm not preaching against husband and wives. But my heart is my heart. And my husband's heart was his heart. And if his heart was about, ain't got nothing to do with mine. And as much as I may want to save him, came through, he had to go to God for himself. How much you love yourself? After all that you do, only God knows if my heart is deceitful. So I got to do something for my heart. And Solomon right here in that fourth verse, for it was so when Solomon was old that his wife turned his heart after other God, look, and his heart no longer belonged to God. You can't be loyal to God and man, a God, an idol. So what's the idol in your life? You cannot be loyal to God and that thing that you don't put before God. Your heart has become defiled. I do not care. Because it said his heart was not loyal to the Lord of God. And the Bible says Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord. Now you know over here, read the story, but I can't tell y'all stuff about Solomon. But read it again how his life was. He was moving, but he let something. He let those women come in and defile his heart. He didn't have to do that, but he knew what. But he chose to do it. He chose that we choose to do what we want to do. Oh, my God. And look at the 11th verse. I'm over here real quick. Therefore, the Lord said to Solomon, because your nothingness have not kept my covenant and my statutes, which I command, I will terribly keep you away from you. Some things God has to teach us. Some things have to chastise. We don't like that word, chastise. The children of God don't like chastise. Whoever. But instead, he said, look at this. Nevertheless, I will not do it in your day for the sake of your father's name. Look at this verse right here. This is it. And the conclusion of this, I went to the 14th verse, I'm going to read that verse. Now the Lord raised up an adversary against Solomon.
He raised up an adversary.
God knew what he was going to do to Solomon.
Yeah. And he knew the outcome of Solomon.
You know, we can know, but I don't want that to happen.
This is so good.
But he won't violate your will. And not only did he raise up one adversary, he raised up some more adversaries. Because of Solomon's disobedience. He started out with that before. And that's how we right now, we have to humble ourselves and take time to bring our heart to God. That's what God is saying. Let us go higher. Let us go higher in Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.